We've been told that in the official risk rating carried out by the Education Department, the free schools meal policy is now rated red. Now, that's Whitehall speak, which means there are serious concerns about its implementation and a danger of it failing. That must be worrying for you.
Look, this is a policy I think is going to make a dramatic difference. I'm incredibly positive about it. I think it's going to, people are going to look back on this and see it as a real crowning achievement of this government.
But only if it gets implemented, well, and the civil servants seem to be worried that it's not going to work.
Well, it's a bit like your constant question about the polls. You're asking about, I think it will be delivered in September. The proof will be in the eating of the pudding, or the school lunch, excuse the pun, in September. I think it will be successfully delivered. Already the vast majority of schools across the school system are telling us that they are ready to do it. Of course there are some schools that need particular help, and that's why we've set aside not only the £1 billion to fund the free school meals, which, let's remember, saves per child a family £400 per year, is shown from a succession of pilot projects and endless studies, this has been researched for years now, is shown to close the attainment gap in the classroom, to create educational advantages.
There are lots of merits to the way that you outline the policy, but what I'm putting to you is there's problems with implementation, and that's why it's been rated red.
Yes, it is quite normal in Whitehall for people to constantly review the state of readiness of a policy, but let's just be really clear.
And
it is
express
now
their worries.
Well, it is mid-May. This is going to happen in September. It will happen in September. It is fully funded. We've even gone further than that. We've legislated for it to make sure it is really there to stay. And as I say, we've put in place a lot of measures. I can see this in my own constituency, where individual primary schools are visited. They can telephone people. They're given advice so that where they are worried that they're not currently ready, because of course some schools by definition are not currently ready for something for which they don't need to be finally ready until September, will be by the time the autumn term starts in September. And then I think it'll be really, the onus will be on people who are spending all their time at the moment seeking to denigrate a policy which is shown to have educational benefits, social benefits, as children have lunch together.
You've expressed all the apparent virtues, but what I'm saying to you is that it might have been easier if more work had been done before you announced the policy at your party conference. Then the schools wouldn't have the same kind of problems with implementation.
I simply don't know what you're referring to. This is a policy which was pilot. Well, let me explain. This has been 5 years in the making. There were pilot projects in Durham, in Newham, where we actually gave less time for the schools in those pilot areas to show us how it works.
More money per school meal.
Let me explain. Less time than schools across the school system now. We've allocated a significant amount of money, £1 billion plus the £150 million to provide for the readiness of the kitchen facilities. There was an independent report commissioned by the Department for Education, commissioned by Michael Gove from the Department for Education.
Well, you mentioned Michael Gove, but his civil servants were still worried
Can I just try and finish a sentence where Henry Dimbleby and John Vincent, the co-authors of that, said very clearly why it was worth extrapolating the existing pilot projects across the school system.
Okay,
that is what we're now doing. Now, look,
but let me put this point to you, because certainly there were pilots done and there's a dispute about the difference between the pilots and the implementation. But I want to put this to you, because we saw from emails leaked to us last week that Michael Gove and his civil servants were still concerned 2 months after your announcement about the detail of how the policy was to be funded. And they were worried that you were taking money away from important parts of the school's budget.
Complete nonsense. This whole policy has been signed off across government by the Department for Education, by me, by the Prime Minister, by the Treasury, and on the specific issue, which I know has been the subject of endless forensic analysis of sort of one-sided leaks of various emails, is on for the listeners who haven't followed every twist and turn of this, there's the £1 billion we've set aside to fund the free school meals, which, as I say, benefits, let's say, a family of two children to the tune of £800-900 a year. And then there was a smaller sum, £150 million, which is to provide focused help to schools to make sure that where their kitchen facilities are not right, we get those right. And then there's been, within that, a discussion about how that £150 million is made up. And let me be very clear, that £150 million is made up from £70 million of new money granted to the Department for Education from the Treasury, confirmed by the Treasury, and £80 million of unspent capital funds from within the Department for Education, confirmed in writing by the Treasury and so on. Otherwise, of course, I and the Prime Minister and others would not have signed it off. Now, I know there are people...
But if there's all this peace and love throughout...
Can I just be very clear about this?
Yes.
I know, I totally understand why... Partly because your programme has received various, as I say, dribs and drabs of this internal correspondence, only one side of the story. You might think you know, you might think that the entrails of this are hugely interesting.
Well, actually, it's £1 billion of public money.
Well, actually.
But what do you think about the briefing and counter-briefing that's been going on?
What we're talking about is there are certain Conservatives, for reasons that, and by the way, I don't know a lot of these people, despite their rather vituperative opinions about me, there are certain Conservatives who don't like this policy. Now, they need to explain in September, when thousands and thousands of families see the benefit of not having to pay for their children's school lunch, seeing their children actually have a lunch together, seeing the educational benefits, the health benefits, they need to explain why they're embarked on this constant attempt, day in, day out, to denigrate a policy which I think will prove to be highly successful, implemented successfully across the country, and highly popular across the country as well.
The Times today reports that your allies are blaming Michael Gove for leaking documents that revealed your attempts to block tougher sentences for knife crime. Is that the case?
Look, I'm simply not... I don't know why people are foolish enough or childish enough to leak cabinet correspondence like this. It's a very serious issue to hand over cabinet correspondence in the way that occurred. There is, as I made public subsequently, there is, I think, entirely legitimately, a difference of opinion, which, by the way, doesn't just divide Liberal Democrats and Conservatives. It divides Conservatives and Conservatives as well. A perfectly legitimate, reasoned... if strongly held difference of opinion about the role of mandatory custodial sentences for those people who are caught carrying a knife a second time, having had a previous knife offence against their name. Now, that is a perfectly normal debate to have within any government, never mind a coalition, because I believe that the evidence is quite clear that if you basically say to judges they have no discretion at all and that you have to chuck everyone who is found, by the way, not committing an offence with a knife, but simply possessing a knife on a second occasion into prison, actually what you might unwittingly end up doing is seeing reoffending rates go up. So that's a legitimate difference of opinion. I think it's a great shame that someone has decided to provide all of the correspondence in full, because that was a debate which was legitimately happening within Whitehall at the time.
And finally, one last question, a lighter one. It's BBC Body Clock Day today. You may not have clocked that.
No, I have heard of it.
Well, we're looking at the fact that we all tend to sleep less than we do in the past. Yes. So we were just wondering, how many hours a night do you think you get?
Not enough. But I was using the news this morning to give a stern lecture to my children about why it's important they shouldn't be staring at their computer screen before they go to bed. So I was using it for ulterior parental purposes, to get them to bed earlier than they often
do. And I'm sure you never do that yourself.
Never do that. No. I don't. Yeah. Well, I try and practice what I preach with my children, at least.
Nick Clegg, we'll leave it there. Many thanks.
You.